Good evening, folks. It's the 3rd of December. God, time flies. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, not a rebroadcast. Thanks to Mark Glenn for sitting in last night. I was able to listen, actually, to about the last half of the show, maybe a little bit more. Listened to it live last night. Enjoyed it immensely. Mark always adds some color to the show, I guess because he's a very deep thinker and he stimulates people to think deeply about some very controversial things. And I thank Mark for sitting in, and I thank the callers who entertained Mark and who Mark in turn entertained last night. I did also listen to a portion of Roger Fredenberg's show that follows this one, and listened to one of his guests, or his guest, I guess, last night. I only listened for a few minutes, and I checked the gentleman's website out. The gentleman is absolutely convinced that the Muslims are the worst thing on the face of the planet, and they're going to blow up the world. I only wish, you know, this guy seemed to have a lot of credentials in a lot of areas, but it seemed to me that despite his credentials, he hasn't looked at the bigger picture. I wish he would take a look at what happened to the guys of the USS Liberty back there in 1967. I wish he'd spend a half an hour talking to Phil Turney. Just Phil Turney alone, or Phil Turney's wife, Lisa, who's been a guest in this program. And maybe get that point of view. See, the thing is, that's what I like to think about most of the listeners to this program, and certainly to this network, and certainly the readers of American Free Press. They've heard the other side of the story time and time and time again, day in, day out, 24/7 in the mainstream media. So they really know better than to believe that little slice of unreality that some people present as fact. And they know that we can actually, those of us who care to do it, all of us, no matter whether they're Mike Piper and Mark Glenn, radio show hosts and writers, or whether they're cab drivers like Dave up in Dave in Massachusetts, you know, people from all walks of life, from all ethnic backgrounds, you know, we do our research and read all points of view and come to our own conclusions. And that, I'm afraid, is the problem with many of the people like that gentleman who was a guest on Roger Fredenberg's show last night. They've been brainwashed by what some call the corporate media in this country. I prefer to call it precisely what it is, the Jewish-controlled media, a media that is controlled by Jewish families and financial interests with a very specific agenda that stems from their ethnic, philosophical, historical background. I could go on and on. But needless to say, this is a problem, because even as you regular listeners know, one of my very dearest friends, one of my oldest friends, the big shot lawyer, although he knows in his heart, in his gut, in his soul that, well, let's be blunt about it, that for all intents and purposes, I'm right and he's wrong, he still has trouble scrambling away from that heavy burden, which is the brainwashing and the political correctness that is laid upon him and his family and everybody else by the so-called mainstream media in this country. Nothing mainstream about that media, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like the term, but I have a tendency to use it because it's a convenient term to use. Well, we are going to the break. When we come back, some commentary about a number of things. And then I suppose we'll go to some phone calls. All right, stay tuned, folks.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, I was talking to a conservative Republican friend of mine who is your classic conservative Republican. Believes everything he hears or reads in human events, or as a late friend of mine used to refer to it as inhuman prevents. And you know what his biggest concern is? This guy, now bear in mind, he's on Social Security and gets, you know, Social Security and government health benefits and so forth accordingly. This guy's biggest concern is that now that Barack Obama's president, Barack Obama may expand health care for those who don't have health insurance. Now that's very, very interesting. They used to tell me that Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare were big-time socialist programs, and here this conservative Republican is ranting and raving because other people might be able to get government benefits. I'm telling you, these old ideologies of left and right don't apply anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And whether you like it or not, I think we do need to do something about health care in this country. I don't know exactly what needs to be done, but I can tell you this much. I don't think that the horror stories we frequently hear about Canada and the United Kingdom are necessarily correct. And I think, again, people need to take a second look at these things, especially people that are on Social Security and complaining about others not getting health or who they think shouldn't get health insurance. Oh, well, be that as it may. Well, I just got an interesting email today from a friend of mine. And a friend of Mark Glenn's, incidentally, as well. Good old Stan Hess up in Idaho. Turns out the 1976 winner of the Nobel Prize, Myreed McGuire, a lady who played a role in trying to bring peace between the Catholics and the Protestants in Northern Ireland. Not a simple process by any means. She has said that the United Nations should suspend or revoke Israel's membership in the United Nations until Israel is brought to heel. Well, you know, I tell you what's funny. More often than not, you do find people who win the Nobel Prize saying such things. Well, we've heard so much about Rabbi Gabriel Holzberg, who was killed in the Mumbai terrorist incidents. In fact, the Washington Post yesterday had a story that Mumbai honors, mourns Rabbi Holzberg. Well, you know, it's a sad thing the poor guy got killed, okay? But you know what? How many people died over there? 175 people. And one would believe that Rabbi Holzberg and his wife were the only people that were killed. Well, you know, there was another victim. And this is very, very interesting. Another rabbi, Rabbi Leibish Teitelbaum. He's an American who had lived in Jerusalem before he was killed in India. Listen to this, folks. They call him Mr. Teitelbaum. Well, we'll call him Rabbi Teitelbaum. Belonged to a prominent family in the small, ultra-Orthodox Satmar sect, which is ideologically opposed to the state of Israel. There were no Israeli flags or government representatives at his funeral. Now, Rabbi Holzberg had Israeli President Shimon Peres and what the Washington Times refers to as a slew of other dignitaries attending his services. Now, isn't it interesting that the mass media has focused on the rabbi who is favored by the state of Israel? But Mr. Rabbi Teitelbaum has received very little publicity whatsoever, and yet, hey, he was a rabbi too. And of course, you know, that's just, I think, very interesting. Well, you know, a long time ago, I said that Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia was on the fast track to become a top-level leader in the Republican Party. Few people had ever heard of him at the time. Now, I have to say, I was tipped off to Eric Cantor's presence, so to speak, by my longtime colleague, Vince Ryan. I knew he was there. I knew Cantor was there, but Vince said to me, keep an eye on this guy, Cantor. And then I saw all of these funny little things at work that resulted in Cantor suddenly being catapulted upward in the GOP ranks. And now, of course, you know, he is now the House Minority Whip. Now, this is very, very interesting. Now, Mr. Cantor, according to Politico magazine, it's a very hardline politics-oriented newspaper that's published here in Washington. It focuses on the intrigues of Capitol Hill, you know, from your standard establishment viewpoint. It's kind of like Capitol Hill gossip. But here's what they say about Cantor. They say Cantor's southern gentility and slight Richmond, Virginia drawl belie an always-on-the-go East Coast ambition that makes him perfectly at home among pillars of the financial industry in New York and Los Angeles, where he raises millions for his party. Now, what that means, folks, in case you don't know who Eric Cantor is. Eric Cantor, by the way, is the only Jewish Republican in the House of Representatives. He is an Orthodox Jew. He has a hardline, quote-unquote, right-wing voting record. He's even anti-abortion, ladies and gentlemen. He is a devoted supporter of Israel. And yet, because of the fact, folks, let's be honest about this, because of the fact that he's Jewish, he gets a pass for being anti-abortion. And isn't it funny that the mass media is saying what a great guy Eric Cantor is, even though they rap Christian conservatives who are anti-abortion. That's considered Christian extremism and so forth. But when you have this Orthodox Jew, Eric Cantor, voting about as quote-unquote right-wing as you can get, it's like, oh, isn't this a forward-looking Republican? Well, They talk about his always-on-the-go East Coast ambition that makes him perfectly at home among pillars of the financial industry in New York and Los Angeles, where he raises millions for his party. Folks, who are those pillars of the financial industry in New York and Los Angeles? I don't need to tell you. I don't need to tell you. Such hypocrisy, such chutzpah on the part of the quote-unquote mainstream media. Now, Senator Ted Stevens has just got convicted on a raft of corruption charges and barely lost for re-election. Now, I haven't followed Stevens' case closely. My inclination is to think that he was caught. You know, he did testify in his own case, and, you know, he's an old man. Forgive me for those who are 85 like Stevens, but, I mean, you know, I don't know what his memory's like. Some people I know who are 90 years old have memories sharp as a tack. Others who are 60 or 70 or even younger have lesser memories. So perhaps Senator Stevens didn't remember the fact that he was being corrupted or corrupt, but be that as it may, now, Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, says that maybe George Bush maybe should pardon Senator Stevens. Hatch says, again in the Politico of Stevens, he says, he has served this country for over 50 years. I think most anybody would probably say, yeah, he should be pardoned. I think most anybody would say it's fair to say that. Well, Orrin Hatch is a funny guy. You know, Orrin Hatch is a Mormon in Utah. He's been in the Senate for a long, long time. He's had a pretty good voting record, all told. But I tell you something interesting about Orrin Hatch. At one point in his career, he suddenly became devoted to the Justice Department and the FBI. Anybody who was nominated for the Justice Department was fine and dandy. As far as Orrin Hatch was concerned, he would trip over himself coming to the support of any nominee to the Justice Department, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative. Now, there's a reason for that, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, and this is my own opinion. I've mentioned it before on this show, and I think it's worth mentioning it again and again and again. Because it is a bit of an anomaly when you do find this conventional conservative Republican from a Western state, a very conservative state, on one particular issue suddenly aligning himself with the power elite, suddenly aligning himself even with the liberal Democrats, when he is in a position, as he is, an almost certain reelection victor every 6 years, with a strong base of support in his own state, he is one of the people you would expect to be out there leading the Republican charge against liberal Democrats being nominated for attorney general. Well, I'll tell you what, I think there's a reason for this, and I'm going to give you my explanation for it. We are going to go to a break very soon here, so I don't want to get into the details and have to rewind and repeat myself. So suffice it to say that there is a strange little history regarding Orrin Hatch, this great conservative Republican. And when we come back from the break, as I am repeating myself now, we'll talk about it later. All right. We are going to the break. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org. And I would urge you, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to the commercials that you here during this break, to consider patronizing these advertisers, because these advertisers help keep this program and the entire republicbroadcasting.org network on the air. All right, we'll talk about Orrin Hatch when we come back.
Yeah. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, 1 out of every 2 men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Now, folks, you know, I have mentioned time and again, I have a pretty big library, and most of it, as you would expect, is devoted to political subjects, and as I always emphasize, from all political points of view. But I have a lot of other books and a lot of other topics ranging from just kind of making a vague list here. A lot of books on architecture, few books on the history of horse racing, books on animals. I have some classic murder mysteries, and I have quite a few books on the occult. Now, the other day, I just happened to pull one of these books off the shelf. Very detailed, long, long book. My God, folks, it is... you would never think it's possible. 852 pages on the history of the subject of vampires in film, in literature, in mythology. It's an academic book, really, and it just goes on and on and on and on, and you'd be amazed to know how much there is about vampires and vampires in literature and just all sorts of places. Everybody thinks about Dracula and my longtime favorite soap opera as a kid, Dark Shadows, but oh, it goes much further than that. Now, here's where we go, folks, on this. strange little topic, but believe me, I'm going to bring it up to where we are to today. I came across an entry in this book entitled Lilith, L-I-L-I-T-H. And it says, ladies and gentlemen, it says, Lilith, one of the most famous figures in Hebrew folklore, originated as a storm demon and later became identified with the night. She was one of a group of Sumerian vampire demons. She appeared in the Babylonian Gilgamesh epic as a vampire harlot who was unable to bear children. She was pictured as a beautiful young girl with owl's feet, indicative of her nocturnal life. In the Gilgamesh epic, Lilith escaped from her home near the Euphrates River and settled in the desert. In this regard, she earned a place in the Hebrew Bible, which they refer to as the Christian Old Testament. Isaiah, in describing God's day of vengeance, during which the land will be turned into a desert, proclaimed that as a sign of the desolation, Lilith shall repose there and find her place of rest. Lilith reappeared in the Talmud, where a more interesting story was told of her as the wife of the biblical Adam. Lilith was described as Adam's first wife. Now, forgive me, I'm reading to you exactly what this says. They had a disagreement over who would be in the dominant position during sexual intercourse. When Adam insisted upon being on top, Lilith used her magical knowledge to fly away to the Red Sea, an abode of demons. She took many lovers and had many offspring called the Lilim. There she met three angels sent by God, Sinoi, Sansinoi, and Samangaloth, with whom she worked out an agreement. She claimed vampiric powers over babies, but agreed to stay away from any babies, protected with an amulet bearing the names of the three angels. Once more attracted to Adam, Lilith returned to haunt him. After he and Eve, his second wife, were expelled from the Garden of Eden, Lilith and her cohorts, all in the form of an incubus, attacked them, thus causing Adam to father many demons and Eve to mother still more. Out of this legend, Lilith came to be regarded in Hebrew lore much more as a succubus than a vampire, and men were warned against sleeping in a house alone, lest Lilith overtake them. Now it goes on and on and on and on and on and on, and ladies and gentlemen, there are good men of God, as some have called them, like John Hagee, who tell us that the Jews are God's chosen people and that Judeo-Christianity is just one and the same, and that, I don't need to tell you what these characters preach. But I'm telling you that John Hagee, by preaching what he preaches, along with other good men of God such as John Hagee, they are effectively endorsing the story of Lilith, who is the real first wife of Adam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They got into a fight about how they ought to pile up together in bed at night, and then Adam got turned into a vampire and produced vampire children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the Talmud. That's in the Talmud, ladies and gentlemen, which is an elaboration on stuff appearing in the Old Testament, according to this work. Now, I haven't checked out the Old Testament in this regard, but I'm here to tell you folks, I think most of my friends who would call themselves Christian, and many of whom would admire a good man of God like John Hagee, would be absolutely astounded to learn these things. And I picked this up in this book, the vampire book, The Encyclopedia of the Undead by J. Gordon Melton. Now, this guy, Gordon Melton, he's actually a very well-known, he's a nationally recognized author, lecturer, and scholar, best known for his highly acclaimed reference works in the field of religion. Oh, it says also he recently acted as a commentator during the siege on the Davidian sect in Waco, Texas. Well, whatever you think about the occult, ladies and gentlemen, and you may not even approve of me reading such a book, the fact is, this information is out there and can be found in the most extraordinary places. Judaism, folks, ain't Christianity. There's no such thing as Judeo-Christianity, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression. Varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive, but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have a couple callers lined up, and we are going to go to the calls in a moment or so. But, you know, our recent discussion of the Kennedy assassination stimulated, it shouldn't have been stimulated by Alex Jones' misrepresentation of my book. I should have talked about the Kennedy assassination because it should be talked about, even though the Washington Post actually didn't even mention the anniversary the other day. But this discussion of the Kennedy assassination reminded me of something that is worth mentioning in context of the fact that Alex Jones is now promoting, or is soon to be promoting, he's now promoting a soon to be released, I believe, video that purports to be a confession by the late CIA operative E. Howard Hunt. Now, I do believe, based upon my own research and my inside information about Hunt and his activities that came about as a consequence of my work for Liberty Lobby, which was sued by E. Howard Hunt, and which story is memorialized in Mark Lane's classic book, Plausible Denial. So I do believe that E. Howard Hunt played some role in the JFK assassination. No, not as an assassin by any means. There's still some people who believe that he was one of the assassins or that he was in Dealey Plaza that day. No, I don't believe that. Nor, for that matter, does Mark Lane believe that. But in any case, I can tell you this much, folks, that several years before he died, E. Howard Hunt was being interviewed at length by a reporter for a Canadian newspaper. I believe it was the Canadian Financial Times. And he was being interviewed at length about his career. But this reporter's primary interest was Hunt's possible role or in or connection to the JFK assassination. During this time, this reporter was contacting Mark Lane on the sly and asking Mark for questions, pointed questions to ask Hunt. Well, Hunt evidently figured this out because during the course of the interview, the reporter said to Hunt, or Hunt said to the reporter, I'm sorry, he said, look, he said, I know what you're really interested in here. You want to know what I know about the Kennedy assassination. And the reporter kind of stopped dead at that, and Hunt said, I'll tell you what. He said, you go back to your editors, and you tell them I will tell everything I know for $14 million. And the reporter said, $14 million? And he said, where do you get that figure? And Hunt said, well, he said, I have calculated that that is how much it would take for me to live safely for the rest of my life with the utmost insecurity to protect me from the people who were responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Well, needless to say, the reporter was intrigued because obviously if he could get his publishers to come up with $14 million and get the inside story, supposed inside story from E. Howard Hunt, that would be a earth-shaking story by any regard. Well, as you know, that didn't happen. Well, a year or two went by, and lo and behold, there was a story by that same reporter in Cigar Aficionado magazine. And it was about E. Howard Hunt. And in this story, if I recall correctly, there was a reference to the fact that Hunt had previously made an offer to tell everything he knew. But, of course, Hunt didn't tell everything he knew. Well, after Hunt's death, then, up pops one of his sons with some recordings of Hunt saying, I think and I believe that and this and that and such and such. Talking about the late Lyndon Baines Johnson, the late William King Harvey of the CIA, the late David Attlee Phillips, the late Frank Sturgis, the late this person and the late that person. Now, I contend, folks, I'm here to tell you that E. Howard Hunt didn't believe that he needed $14 million to protect himself from the ghosts of any of these people. E. Howard Hunt was contending at that time that if he could get $14 million, he was going to give a story that would blow the lid off the Kennedy assassination once and for all, and that the people who were responsible for it, that he would need $14 million to protect himself. Well, I'm telling you something, folks, with my knowledge of the occult, and I'm being facetious here, $14 million of security wouldn't stop the ghost of Lyndon Johnson from haunting E. Howard Hunt. So E. Howard Hunt believed that there were forces still alive, still in operation, still influential on global soil, who were behind the Kennedy assassination and who could still continue to pose a danger to him. And I'm here to tell you that E. Howard Hunt didn't believe that it was Lyndon Johnson or the late William King Harvey or the late Cord Meyer or anybody else. Now, of course, we'll have to figure out how Alex Jones will explain that. But I don't think he can. All right. Well, that's our latest installment in the continuing saga of the JFK cover-up, even as it continues today. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Steve in Illinois. Steve, come on up.
Hello.
There's Steve. What's going on, Steve?
Mike, I'd like to remind you about how I called in about a year and a half ago about the Israeli satellites on the Pakistani Kashmir border, you know, that OFAC 6 and 7. Maybe that has something to do with that incident in Mumbai. I don't know. The other thing I'd like to talk about, you remember the USS Liberty. Do you remember when they just 2 years ago attacked the German surveillance ship, the Ulster?
You know, to tell you the truth, Steve, I do not remember that. That's very. What was the name of that ship again?
A-L-S-T-R.
A-L-S-T-R?
Yes, and here's the thing. What I don't understand, the Germans had Zeiss opticals. They filmed everything. Also, when the Israeli fighter planes, they threw off these anti-rocket flares, what do you call them, you know, heat-seeking missiles to divert
okay.
them.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they had infrared. They had all of that stuff. There was an international incident. I guess it was hushed up, but it's in Spiegel magazine between Berlin and Tel Aviv. And they told them, you do that, and we're going to shoot right back. That stopped that stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? And that was just an act of intimidation. But what I really wanted to call about, one guy last night, he called in and he was giving Mark Glenn a hard time, and I didn't know if Mark Glenn was going to cry or what. You got to train this guy. But at any rate, he says people are blaming the Jews for the bad propaganda. So I'm going through these old pictures, and this was in a German newspaper, Financial Times Deutschland, which is bought out by the Germans and no longer owned by Financial Times London. And they were showing pictures of the propaganda conference in Sun Valley in July. And so who's there at the propaganda conference? And they're declaring right then and there in July that Obama was going to win. Bloomberg, Murdoch, Iger from Disney, Edgar Bronfman from Warner, and the cloak and dagger man, V.V. Nevo, of course, from Time Warner. And this guy, according to his Wikipedia, he hires a PR firm to keep a low profile. Yeah. So we're putting the heat out on Aviv, A-V-I-V, N-E-V-O. So this guy doesn't like to have his name publicized. So if you could build up his reputation on the air, I greatly appreciate it.
His name is A-V-I-V,
Nevo.
N-E-V-O.
Right. And it says Israeli venture capitalist who is a major shareholder in Time Warner.
Yes, I tell you, that name is familiar to me, but I have read about him, but I'd totally forgotten about him. I've scribbled that name down here. I appreciate that, Steve. That's very interesting.
Okay. All right. Let you go, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Steve is a very well-read guy, and he's brought us a lot of interesting information. I always find his calls very interesting and entertaining. All right, let's go to Cage in Indiana. Cage, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on, Cage?
Man, you know, I want to talk about Derek Black, a legally represented, you know, right there in Florida, West Palm Beach County, I believe. He was legally elected 62% of the vote. Wow. He's being denied.
I just heard yesterday, apparently Derek, who's the son of Don Black of Stormfront.org.
Yes, sir.
Derek is filing a lawsuit, apparently, to challenge this. The Republican committee, he was elected, I guess, to a Republican, was it a state or county committee post?
I believe it was a county, but
okay,
he was
elected.
But
nonetheless, he was elected by his Republican Party constituency, and all of a sudden they started going through the... You know, they don't do this with anybody else.
No.
But they suddenly decided that he had failed to sign a loyalty oath or something like that.
Exactly, a loyalty oath.
Now, you know, that's funny because, you know, when I heard that term loyalty oath, I was sitting there thinking, oh, my God, I mean, the very first people to cry and moan about loyalty oaths are the Jews and the liberals and the Jewish liberals and the non-Jewish liberals. They're the first people to say, oh, my God, loyalty oaths are un-American, loyalty oaths are this, loyalty oaths are that. And yet here, lo and behold, they find this little loophole that this guy who's, I think, about 20 or 21 years old.
19, I think.
He's 19. He failed to sign a loyalty oath.
Yeah.
Whether it was a loyalty oath to the United States or the Republican Party, I'm not sure which. But in any case, it doesn't matter. It just goes to show you the kind of tactics that will be used. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they started trying American critics of Israel on old laws banning the practice of witchcraft, you know what I mean, that are still on the books and haven't been repealed. You know, this is kind of what we have here happening. It's
hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned about, you know, some type of studying the occult. You know, I studied numbers, tarot cards, you know, for about 2 decades. So I have a little knowledge, but I'm kind of curious as to what your involvement is.
Oh, I've never, I tell you what, I have never studied either numbers or tarot cards, but I know a lot of people who have, and I know a number of people who are very talented at it. And I know that they have foreseen things in my life and in the lives of others that that indicate that they have a certain, how shall I say, it works.
Right.
Now, a lot of people say it's of the devil, but I know other people who will say that, well, this is just a way of God sending out signals and information. I mean, you can take two different sides on that.
The Old Testament had a book called Numbers, I believe, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I've read a lot about it over the years, and I've had many, many psychic experiences and many occult experiences, and so as a consequence of that, I know that there are forces out there above and beyond our existence that bring you information that you would not otherwise have.
Cool.
I could literally spend every night on this program talking at length about my own experiences, and those who poo-poo these experiences could only say, well, he was imagining things, he was drunk, he was under the influence of drugs, he's insane, he's working for the devil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But
I'm
I
hip.
Know better.
I'm hip. Hey, Mike, that's good to know, man. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, Cage, it's always good to hear from you.
Cool.
All right. Let's go to our friend Dave in Massachusetts. I have two friends named Dave in Massachusetts, but my other friend Dave in Massachusetts doesn't have the internet, so I think it's my friend Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, are you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Yeah, what's going on, Dave?
Hey, listen now. Let me remind you now. Don't even try to keep up with the Joneses, because, you know, you can't keep up with the Joneses. So don't even try, you know?
I won't.
Hey, did you get that advertisement I sent you, Michael, about AIG?
Hey, yes, I did. You know, in fact, yes, I'm glad you reminded me of that, Dave, because I made a mental note to thank you, but I forgot. I actually showed that to Willis Cardo and a couple people over at the American Free Press office. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, it's an advertisement from AIG, this stellar international financial services agency, long run by Maurice Greenberg, the key figure behind the Council on Foreign Relations. No, folks, it's not the Rockefellers anymore. But in any case, Mr. Maurice Hank Greenberg, as they call him, the advertisement has AIG in big letters, and then underneath it there's some phraseology that says something along the lines of, if you're not listening to what AIG says, then you're taking a very big risk, or something along those lines. I would be embarrassed to be AIG or the public relations firm that cooked up that advertising for them. That's a classic, Dave.
Yeah, I'm holding it in my hands, Michael. It was the back cover of the Foreign Affairs, the March.
The Council on Foreign Relations magazine, no less. Yeah.
Yeah, March, April 2005. And, it says practically the only risk the AIG companies can't manage is the one you take by going elsewhere. And on the bottom, it says, you know, AIG, we know risk.
Yeah, this is, you know, the thing about it is, these people can literally get away with murder because that's exactly what they've done. They're murdering the American economy. They're murdering American people. I guarantee you this financial crisis, there have been many people who have died during the last several, well, really more than the last several months, the last several decades, people who have committed suicide, people who have died from stress, people who are going to die from stress and people who are going to commit suicide because of financial turmoil in this country, people who have been under siege by the IRS, people who have lost their jobs as their jobs have been shipped overseas. These people, yes, they are murderers. They are traitors to America. And the Anti-Defamation League is now complaining because according to the Anti-Defamation League, on a recent press release they put out, they said that Mike Piper said Jews were traitors and should be dealt with as such. Mike Piper didn't say Jews were traitors and should be dealt with as such. Mike Piper said that these criminal bankers and financiers are traitors. And if they do happen to be Jewish, they should be dealt with just as the non-Jewish bankers who are traitors and criminals should be dealt with. So, yes, we eventually will deal with them, I'm sorry to tell the Anti-Defamation League. Dave, hang on for the break. Folks, we'll be back in a minute. Pay careful attention to our advertisers here, folks.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank God for Mark Glenn. He just called in to remind me to remind the audience, as I intended to do, that tomorrow night's very special guest is Brother Nathaniel, who is a Jewish-born American who is now an Orthodox priest, and he has some tough things to say about that subject called Judaism. I must tell our caller here, Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, I'm telling you, you are a psychic man, Dave, because you know that just about an hour before I did this broadcast, I was talking on the phone with a friend of mine about our, both of us by coincidence had had experiences with a street psychic who told us both the same thing, essentially, you know, and you know what that, my friend's last name is? Jones. Keeping up with the Joneses. Tell you, Dave, you are a psychic fellow. You're a psychic fellow, Dave. This isn't the first time. This isn't the first time you've said something that's been very, very on the mark. Strange little world we live in, Dave. Anyway, go ahead.
Mark, Michael, you know, I was going to run this past you last night, and I wasn't able to. I really enjoyed the show with Mark, but I ran it past Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, the radio Avenger, you know. But this is what it is, Michael. This is what my question is. And, you know, they say the only dumb question is the question that isn't asked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, all these powerful, powerful Jewish organizations. And I, you know, the Jewish Congress, I mean, on and on and on. I don't have to name them all. But then even the powerful organizations that aren't outright Jewish, they're top-heavy with Jews, like
right.
The Bilderberg. Is Trilateral, CFR, and on and on and on. But, you know, and they seem to dominate everything. I even had a friend in the antique business in New York. He said they completely dominated the antique business.
When absolutely, that's a fact, yes.
You were talking about all the things they dominate, and I called in, but I wasn't able to get on. But another, you know, you named a whole bunch of things they dominate. My friend says they completely dominate the antique business, and along with everything else. But this is my question now. This is my dumb question. How can a people, okay, that scarcely two generations ago, if you want to call a generation 30 years, some people call it 30 years, some people call it 70 years. So if it's 70 years, it's just one generation. If it's 30 years, it's scarcely two generations. Now, how can a people who were exterminated in the Holocaust, okay, they were exterminated, and then there was a few survivors, but the few survivors were completely dispossessed and disenfranchised and impoverished. Now, how can these exterminated people, within 66 years, they like the number six, these exterminated people within 66 years are virtually the conquerors of the world and are ready to impose a one world, you know, global government, global order on us that a lot of people, you know, disparagingly refer to as the Jew world order. I mean, how can these exterminated people, how could they do that in 66 years if they were exterminated?
Well, that's a very good question. And, you know, every time we turn around, they're telling us that they're in danger of being exterminated again, that the whole world is against them. And yet all I see every time I turn around are Christian politicians and Christian religious leaders and writers like this guy who appeared on Roger Fredenberg's show repeating the same old Jewish propaganda lies that we've been hearing for the last 50 years. Unfortunately, I think, Dave, too many people believe the lies and are afraid of the truth, that classic syndrome for fear of the Jews.
Amen.
All right, thanks for your call, Dave. Great minds think alike. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for more on this network.
Let me tell you why.